Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Feeling good, breaking hearts. Both of those things are untrue. It's it was that day the other day when you lie to everybody, and I started off with a couple of lies. I don't feel good. I don't think we're gonna break anybody's heart. It is UMFM's weekly singer songwriter show, though. My name's Jeff. Here to play you some good music, I hope. I don't know. I feel like this show could go either way. It could be great. It could be a potential disaster. I mean, that's pretty much the case every week here on the program, but especially today. We kicked it off with something from Richard Thompson. It's his birthday. Did you buy him a card? Did you buy him a gift? Did you buy him something? He doesn't need to buy him anything. He's going to be fine. I don't know. Listen to some Richard Thompson. Maybe it'll make you feel good, you know? Lots and lots of birthdays going on this week. Maybe we'll have to have a bit of a party coming up. Maybe that'll cheer us up. You know what? I think I'm going to need to try to kick, you know how like when your heart stops, they get out the paddles and just jumpstart you, you know? I think I might need to try that with something old and reliable. I don't know. I'm not sleeping properly. Like some days I'll sleep okay, and then some days just not at all. This is one of the not at all days, so I'm a little extra goofy today. If you you got any sleep aid suggestions, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. I don't know what it's going to take, but maybe this will do. Maybe this will do it, because this song, it usually makes me feel much better.
Took shady lanes and the long way home, and I left you messages. Jesus Christ, you never phoned. I would feel much better if we only talked more, and I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. Summer nights, underneath the stars and the moon, I could tell them I miss you, but Jesus Christ, who is fooling who? And I would feel much better if we only talked more. I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. I'm beginning to wander, I'm beginning to blur, I'm beginning to stumble. Jesus Christ, what am I waiting here for? Never did.
feeling better, no regrets if I leave pins and needles in your fingertips. Comatose and fruitless crops, blue skies that used to mean so much. She walks around LA like she owns it. And now it's seconds of cocaine, thirds of vanity. Your face is slowly fading out. You're getting skinny, but in that ugly way. And turning the tables on me. Are you feeling better?
I better knock on wood because I feel so good. You look so nice, it brings me down. You notice how you got me hanging around, waiting for some bad advice. You look so nice. Now you got the wrong impression. Let me make a full confession. I feel so bad, it must be right. I have myself a nightmare every night. All of my friends are glad because I feel so bad. I must be back. Headline, highway, railroad track. Won't you tell me where we are? I've been so far. Yeah, so good you think it's true. Yeah, it's funny how a man can count on you. I knew exactly where I stood. You lie so good. Go ahead and lie. I bet that you can't surprise me. I know so much I lost my mind. I'm leaving this working day world behind. I got myself a special crush. I know so much.
she don't fail. I feel so good. I feel so good.
Yet, but Scott H. Byram's feeling pretty good, apparently. Scott H. Byram there. I don't think he's actually feeling... I saw something on the Facebook, him in the hospital or something recently. Hope he's okay. Obviously didn't care enough to really find out what's going on, did I? I guess that's why he doesn't call anymore. Feels so good there, Scott H. Byram. Before that, Loudon Wainwright III, he feels good. He always feels good. That's from Strange Weirdos. Before that, guy who made me feel pretty good the other day, he did a great show at the West End Cultural Center, J.P. Ho. Are you feeling better now? From the Dear John Letters. Called up a bunch of old friends to join him again. Always good to see Rob Patchell back up there and, you know, all the usual crew having fun, doing some covers, playing some old songs, playing some newer songs, and just, you know, doing the thing. And off the top of that little set, that little Feel Better set, one that always does the trick a little bit, maybe not enough today, Feel Much Better from Jim Bryson from the North Side Benches. I was mentioning the other day was that stupid April Fool's Day. God, I hate that day. It's just so dumb when you can't trust anybody. I mean, Jeremy had some fun around here trying to make my life miserable, which, you know, good for him. You got to admire that. I don't know. I hate that stupid day. It's just a dumb, stupid, dumb thing where you can't trust anybody. It allows me to listen to this song. And then why not? Let's do it again. Sure. Why not? We'll be right back.
troubled days, they'll just stay, stay, stay. No April Fool's gonna wash away my troubled days, they'll just stay. No April.
Your back is to bleed on St. Valentine's, and you sat in a chair thinking, boy, I'm such a prince. Well, life's a train that goes from February on, day by day, but it's making a stop on April 1st. And you will believe in
to be, but just swiftly, beg your eyes not to run. No detour or sidetrack back come, sweet darling home. Come, sweet darling home. A lane laced with roses is not where we are found. My wages barely scrape me a hatch to batten down, a hatch to batten down. I offend to keep you from the dark, as its bark is as sharp as its bone. To shield you from the cruel, it's true, should I lock you up inside
for those few days. Maybe it was the light on the bay or the way we just kinda started talking like we met long ago in a different age. But people move in synchronized dances with strange French names like the Sauterelle. In our love, it was forbidden. We kept it cloak and corner in our own hideaway. Don't you know? No matter who's by your side or where you find yourself. city. But there were early blooms on the tulip trees. In life, some things weigh more than passion. And it was a better man who beat me to a bended knee. Don't you know, come April, no matter who's by your side, where you find yourself in April, every
beautiful track coming up this week, the sad anniversary of the untimely death of local singer-songwriter Kip Coke, who died a year ago coming up this week. And man, obviously a guy that had a ton of talent and should have had many more years to develop that and get out there and play. Sad that I never really paid attention while he was around, but glad to have some of his music here, you know, to play for you in the future. Beautiful stuff. Check it out on Bandcamp, Kip Coke. April and Other Months. There, that was April. We heard our friends Leaf Rapids in there from Lucky Stars with a beauty called April. And a couple of April Fool's songs from Rufus Wainwright and a classic, Canadian classic from Chalk Circle. I love Chalk Circle. And I don't care if you do. I do. It's not going to change. All right, we better play some new music here, I guess. That's probably the way to go here. Get ourselves out of this mess. Here's one I've been waiting for. Looking forward to the record. Looks like he's going to have some stellar special guests. The last track that we played here on the show featured Kathleen Edwards, who we're going to hear. She's got some new music. Play her in a second. This one features American upstart hot shot Katie Pruitt. It's brand new from the great Ken Yates. Thank you.
Stop and say, oh boy, aren't you so could. I wonder how I even got here. It seems so long since those Hamilton days in the first house we bought together. And the online street view used to crack me up. You standing in your slippers on the front porch with Siamese cat, but it's not up there anymore. And I will always be thankful for it. I was so lucky to be under your wing, but I think I went in a groove. Playing at the horseshoe and I was drinking too much whiskey. You always knew how to set me straight, even though I didn't want to hear it. And I will always be thankful for it.
Time to reach out to our rival. said swing. Well, I say yes. I like to see her move and throw up a dress. She can't stop dancing on a Saturday night. She got a mojo working every cat in sight. There ain't no doubt, no, she can't look neater. She's a rockabilly gal from past the Get Down Dina. To look so good, and if my mama won't let me, well, I bet you that my daddy would. The juke joints jumping to a hillbilly band. She walks across the floor to the steel guitar man. She says, take me to a place I never been. She says, rock me real hard, then rock me again. I'll be dancing on the floor like you ain't never seen her. I'm your rockabilly gal from past the Get Down Dina. Get down, Dina.
New music again from Cor Blund. I'm pretty intrigued by this record. I got to tell you, there's some neat covers on this record. And, you know, he's out there touring around, and he's got not only our friend Grant Siemens picking and grinning, but he's got Sean Burns plucking the big upright bass on this tour. And it's got me extra intrigued and extra interested. And they're coming to town for a bunch of shows as the times changed. And I think my enabler neighbor and I are going to head down there and check out one of those shows after all. We'll see you down there. It'll be good. Pass a Get Down Dina from Songs My Friends Wrote. Brand new from Cor Blund. It's one of the few songs I didn't really know before, but it's a gooder. Matthew Barber in there. Matthew Barber's back. I mentioned that last week. He's got a new song called Viral. I would assume that there will be more to come, but you know. You never know. I don't want to put too much pressure. Probably more. We heard a couple in there from Kathleen Edwards from her little EP that dropped the other day, Dogs and Alcohol. We heard the title track in an acoustic version of Glen Fern. So it's got one new song and then a bunch of acoustical versions of songs that were primarily acoustical in the first place. Pretty good stuff. You can get that on the Bandcamp or your streaming service of choice. And off the top, Ken Yates from his upcoming record, Cerulean. Oh, just made me swoon all over again. We heard Consolation Prize. It's got a fun video and everything. And yeah, can't wait to hear more of that record coming out. Produced by Jim Bryson once again. That one featured Katie Pruitt on that. Pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, we're going to take a little break on UMFM and reset the old podcast machine, and we'll come back with some more great music after this. Stick around, tell the band to go home. We'll return, I would imagine,